Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Tom Papa, good morning.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it. Definitely looking forward to seeing you. You know, we're in Ocean City, Maryland, and you're going to be at the Ocean City Performing Arts Center coming up in July, so we're excited.
We are.
I'm excited, too. It's the perfect time to hit that spot.
Yes, absolutely. It's coming up in July. We'll get into that coming up. But we want to, you know, get to know a little bit more about you. Of course, 20 years stand-up comedian. I mean, you know, regular on Joe Rogan. You've got your own podcast. You've got a radio show. I mean, you got a lot of projects going on, man.
Yeah, I'm very busy, for sure. But it's, you know, I love it. It's not really, it's not really work for me, you know what I mean? Like, I get to do this podcast and hang out with comedians and tour the country and have all these great audiences. It literally is the most fun I can have. I'm lucky that the most fun I have is actually going to work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, when you do, you know, kind of what we do, we're in radio and podcasts and all that. I mean, if that's your passion, I mean, that's what, you'll never work a day in your life. So, and then you realize.
Yeah, exactly.
You really get paid. You say they pay me for this?
My father would always be like, you should put your phone down and just take a break. It's like, take a break from what?
Right. Well, I see here that you have a couple books out. Tell us about your books to start off.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of comedians will come out with a book and they usually write one and never do it again. And they hate the experience, but I loved it. And I have three books out now.
Okay.
And I'm starting my fourth. And it just seemed like a natural extension. It was like, you know, when you do stand-up, you're kind of paring it down to its essence. It's like the fewer amount of words to get the message across. But it left me wanting to say more, and I was like, that's where the first book, I was like, I'm going to start just expanding on these bits and go deeper, and I just really enjoy it. And it's cool because at the end of my shows, a lot of times I'll do book signings, and then I get to meet people when I'm on the road, and that's always great fun.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. And, of course, you still have your radio show?
Yep, I have my radio show on Netflix with Fortune Feimster on the Netflix is a Joke channel on SiriusXM. And then I've got my podcast, the Breaking Bread with Tom Papa podcast, which has really kind of taken off recently. We just had Jimmy Kimmel on and Seth Rogen and Jason Alexander. And
wow.
It's been, that one's really been a lot of fun.
You got all the big wigs on your show, man. And basically, you guys just kind of hang out and, you know, eating, drinking, enjoying life. And you just have like a conversation, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm always hosting people at my house. And I'm a big bread baker. And I always found that, like, once you sit down and feed somebody and kind of hang out a little bit, it kind of opens up. People relax and they kind of open up the conversation. It's a lot more fun and revealing. And that's kind of where it came from. But as you know, doing what you do, listeners do not like it when you chew in the microphone.
Right.
They get very angry. So if I am going to feed them something, I make sure that it's not crunchy.
That's funny. And as far as the radio show goes, you know, it's on SiriusXM. What kind of stuff do you do on the radio show for, you know, people get them excited to tune in?
Yeah, we wanted it to be a good hang for comedians, you know, when they have specials coming out or if they want to promote their tours. We just wanted to be like that one spot where it's just two comedians are hosting it and they know that they're going to come and have an easy time and just be able to talk to somebody who's going through kind of the same stuff that they're going through, you know, trying to promote their tours or their podcasts. And it's been a lot of fun.
Man, that's great. And you know, big time comedians, you get all the big wigs on your show. So I'm jealous. That's awesome, man. And we got one of them.
And that's a big one right now.
I was going to say, I'm jealous, but we got one right now. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, is going out on tour, is that still like your all time fave? Is that kind of where it started, you know, for you? Showing
sure.
up at the club?
I mean, all the other stuff is really could be fun, but to be in a theater with, you know, all these people and we're all just having that, there's nothing better than that live show. I mean, I love doing the specials and they get close and you try, but all you're doing is trying to make it as close to the live experience as you can. So to actually go out and do the live shows, it's just purely the most fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people are going to come out, and the greatest compliment I have is my stomach hurts, or I laugh for an hour, my face hurts, or the best one is I peed myself.
Right. Right. No, that's awesome. And, you know, you're coming in the perfect time of year. You know, this area, we're at the beach. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Ocean City, Maryland, but, you know, we're the beach, the vacation for, you know, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia. You know, even people from here, they travel to Virginia Beach, you know, to go to different concerts and stuff. But you're going to be actually here in Ocean City right at the beach. So that's awesome. We're looking forward to it. It's Saturday, July 26th is the date, 8 p.m., Ocean City Performing Arts Center. Definitely looking forward to it. Tickets are on sale. If people want to purchase your tickets, you can link up to all the details at OCOcean.com. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what people can expect at your show.
Yeah, first of all, I'm super psyched that I'm coming down there in the summer. I'm going to pad it out because I think I don't have a date before it or after it, so I can actually spend a couple days there, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just a good time. My shows are an escape. You just go in, you're going to laugh for an hour and a half, hopefully harder than you have the entire year. I just really, truly try and pack it with jokes and, you know, comedy's a lot of different things, but for me, the best comedy is just, it's got to be as funny as possible. I really want you to come out of there with your face hurting.
Man, that's great. That's great. You know, are you a seafood fan? You a fan of steamed crabs?
Yes, I love crabs. I came from the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
So we used to go out crabbing ourselves. But then you go to Ocean City and it's like, oh no, now we're in the big league.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you're for the Jersey Shore. We love the Jersey Shore, but there's nothing like a Maryland crab. You know, it's like other places.
We try and pretend, like most things in New Jersey, you think you're cooler than you are.
Right, right. Well, and this ain't Ocean City, New Jersey, so we're not a dry town either, just FYI.
Yeah, that place is annoying.
Right. Well, look.
No, you're the cool Ocean City.
Tom, we're definitely looking forward to checking you out again Saturday, July 26th. Tickets on sale now. It's a Grateful Bread tour. And you're also going to be, you're traveling all over. You're going to be back kind of close, Erie, Pennsylvania, coming up on Friday, September the 5th. And I see here, let's see, in November, as we get into the holidays, you'll be in Philadelphia, which is not too far. So, you know, you're traveling all over. Do you have a website, social media? People can look up all the exact dates.
Yeah, if you go to TomPapa.com, that'll link you to everything, the dates and the podcast and all the rest of it.
Tom Papa, comedian, looking forward to seeing you in Ocean City. Thank you so much for checking in, my friend. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the time. I'll see you soon.
Have a good one. Hey.